Welcome to Brea Talks, an insider's look into topics that affect your experiences in the city of Brea. Whether you live, work, or play here, we are bringing you the information you need to better understand your city. So now we invite you to listen in as Brea Talks.
Hello and welcome. I'm Liz Ferris, Communications and Marketing Manager for the City of Brea. And today, Brea Talks, Building the City's Budget. With me today are Administrative Services Director Kristen Griffith and Senior Fiscal Analyst Alicia Brenner. Thank you both for being here this month. It's March. It's Women's History Month. Like, how much better is that?
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're excited to be here.
Kristen, every city is different, so tell me a little bit about administrative services and what it covers here in the city.
Absolutely. So at the City of Brea, I actually oversee the IT department, human resources, accounting, and utility billing. So every city is a little bit different. Sometimes it's just a director of finance. Some cities have admin services as IT and finance. So this is all-encompassing here, kind of covers a big group of people and activities here at the city.
Okay, and tell me, what's your career background?
So as I was preparing actually for this, I realized on Friday will be my 25th anniversary of public service.
Oh, wow.
So I started...
Oh, that was that loud, sorry.
That's great.
So I started for a local water district a week before my son's first birthday. And it was water and sewer down in South County, and I loved it. It was great. I feel like I kind of grew up there. I started as an accountant and worked my way up to the director of finance. And from there, I headed over to the city of Irvine, which is a whole different dynamic from special district to a city, and became the admin services director. So kind of same setup as Brea. I oversaw HR, IT, and finance and purchasing. And I've been here at the City of Brea for about 9 months.
Yes,
so happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you.
Thank you.
And Alicia, tell us about being a senior fiscal analyst. What are your main responsibilities?
So as far as responsibilities go, you know, I help the organization calculate various different things, whether it be related to budget or financial decisions. So that's really exciting. That's something I enjoy. And to build off what Kristen says, you know, I've been in government for 23 years. So I knew young that I wanted to be a public servant. And so I worked for regional organizations like Caltrans, SANDAG, San Diego Association of Governments, San Marcos, and then I've been with Brea almost 12 years. So finance and numbers are in my blood. So
well, that's perfect. You're in the right place.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about what goes into building the city's budget. We just presented City Council the mid-year budget review. So explain how the process works.
So it really is something that's ongoing, even though you have a start and a stop of a fiscal year. Our fiscal year here starts on July 1st. So right now we're right in the middle of the process. You know, the first thought process that comes from our budget team is really what is our City Council's goals and priorities? You know, what does our community need? What are they looking for? And then from there, you know, we start to build the budget. You know, one of the things that's really important to our council is having quality services for our community. But with that, we also need quality staff. So important right now because we're seeing kind of a change in our, you know, world as far as people exiting the workforce. We're definitely working on retention, attraction, investment in our employees, and also our community. We just wrapped up negotiations with our police department. We did a 4.5-year deal. It was a great process. I think everybody was really happy afterwards, but definitely the goal to, you know, bring more police into the City of Brea and show what a great city it is. So it really starts from the council support all the way down.
Okay. So what does the budget process typically look like? Where does it all start?
So As I mentioned, we always keep in mind really what, the goals are of the council. But as Alicia probably can go into more detail, we kick it off with all the stakeholders of the city, right? So we talk with our community development department. You know, what are they seeing? What are they seeing out there? Are they seeing more permits? Are they seeing building? You know, we're talking to our local businesses. You know, what are they seeing? You know, what do they see happening in the next few years? And then we kick it off with our departments. So we have budget coordinators that we really are the experts in their field and their department so that they can kind of bring that to the table. We have what we call as a spot process where if there's new technology or IT things that people want to bring into their departments, we kind of walk through that with the IT team so that they can kind of dive into it and get into the weeds and get more information to see what's best for the city and how we can support that. And then we continually update our council and our residents of what's happening, where we're at, and what's the status to the point that we just had our mid-year budget update with the mm-hmm. council. And then in May, we actually do a budget workshop, which is held in council chambers, and that's there for everybody to be able to ask questions. And we really work with the council to make sure that they understand that we are hearing them. And is there anything else that they would like us to add? Is there any other priorities that have come up that they want to make sure that we address? And then the goal is always to have our final adoption in June.
Woohoo. Okay. So we start January and then June. So it's a good 6-month process.
Right. It's a 6-month okay. process, but then, quarterly we're working with each of the departments to take a look at their budget to make sure that they're on track or if anything has changed that we need to address.
Okay. So you mentioned it's a citywide effort. Tell me about all the different roles that each department plays in it.
Well, it's really great because everyone, especially with budgeting, everyone has a vested interest and it's an all hands on deck kind of situation. So, Kristen mentioned the budget coordinators and usually they're the keeper of that department and it provides a line of communication for us to reach out to them. And departments, they do their best and review what submittals and requests that come through their department. They vet it and they provide it over to us, the finance team, to review. So there's always an opportunity to review, check. And then also, Kristen mentioned, the spot. So strategic planning on technology, that's that opportunity for new technology to enter the workforce and be evaluated in that way. And then lastly, our executive team, once, all the details get ironed out and those decisions kind of surface, because each budget's a little bit different, the executive team meets and gets guidance and decisions on those items before we take it to council at that May workshop. And public is always involved, always has an opportunity. They're really the keepers of identifying priorities with the council. So we always try to have those opportunities for them to get involved.
That's right, and we try to promote the dates in advance of when those public hearings are going to be so they have a chance to be in the council chambers and provide mm-hmm. feedback and hear it as well. So what does the budget process, does it change each fiscal year? Is it the same? How does that work?
It's interesting because the framework is always the same. It's a well-oiled machine. However, you can't control the decisions because just to give an example, since I started here, 12 years ago, mm-hmm. it was right after the Great Recession. So okay. obviously, many cities, their property tax had a big hit. And, property mm-hmm. tax takes a while to recover. So going through that process, we did our reorganization of different departments, That's trying great. To find those budget savings so that we can continue to provide the level of service to our community. So those are things that, decisions change, the budget changes. Other important notes, back in 2012, we ended a 42-year contract with Yorba Linda for police services. And, the Yorba Linda and Brea were, for 42 years. So it was a big change for us. And, it was about 40 positions that transitioned. So that was a big change for us.
You had to change our police department, for serving two cities to one.
Right, mm-hmm. while maintaining the level of service to the community. And right now, as Kristen mentioned, with the pandemic, you know, we call it the great resignation, right? Everyone's feeling that pinch of finding quality people, retaining those quality people. So that's something that we see in this current budget cycle.
Okay. So while the process stays the same, depending on the economic outlook, what's happening out there,
right,
that could change things up and, yeah, and make things go a little differently.
Yes.
To
add to that, right, so we also had fire that is now completely in-house. Mm-hmm. So as much as you went through the process with the police, we're now going through that process with the fire department.
That's right, because it had a shared command with Fullerton, and now it's 100% Brea. So that also, you know, some reorganization happening.
Yeah, finding that new norm, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely. So again, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what has this year's budget, what's been unique, what's been different, and for this particular budget we're working on?
So we are looking at doing a two-year budget. This is something we did back in 2006, 2008, but since then we've just been doing an annual budget. So it's a new concept to a lot of the staff because you're trying to look at 2 years, but really a five-year plan. So when you're going to set up a contract, you're not just looking at your increases and trying to fix 1 year, you're looking at 5 years. So it's been definitely an exercise of working with the departments on what do you mean I have to worry about next year, right?
Right, and right, but I'm used to it.
But it's important that you're not just looking at 12 months. You really need to continually look at the future, you know, and what's best for the city. So it's been a transition, I think, for everybody, and we're still kind of working through that. But so far, it's been a great process. You know, obviously, City Council is completely involved. They were very supportive of switching to a two-year budget. You know, the great opportunity about doing that is that on that off year, you know, we can spend some time taking a look at some of our contracts, maybe looking at some of our CIP projects and diving into some other things instead of being completely consumed with the budget, you know, for 12 months. So we're excited for future opportunities.
Yeah, and it really, like, you know, forces you to think strategically.
Yes.
And so to think forward. So it's really a great tool.
So let's talk about how Brea's budget is different than other cities, right? There's cities all over the place, right? How are all the budgets the same? How does that work?
Yeah, so a lot of, you know, questions that come up from the public, you know, when they think of cities or counties, they always think that, you know, they're the same level of service. However, you know, for Brea, we're much different than our neighbors. For Brea, we are considered a full service city, but, you know, what does full service mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, tell us.
So for us, we have our own police and fire. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we also have water and utility billing, which some cities may or may not have. And then we also, you know, it retains local control in comparison to other cities. And if you're looking on the revenue side, you know, there's things that are specific to us. We do receive Olinda host fees, which are those revenues that we receive because of Olinda landfill. Mm-hmm. So that's something specific to us. And, you know, looking at sales tax, which is our biggest sale, our general fund revenue, we do have a diverse land use. So, you know, we have business, we have residential,
and lots of shopping.
Lots and lots of shopping. A little bit too close, actually.
Right?
I'm giving back on my lunch break. That's
right,
for sure.
I know. Reinvesting.
So, you know, right across the street, Brea Mall, Brea Plaza, downtown Brea. Mm-hmm. I mean, that list can go on. Right. But it's all helping and support the community that is specific to Brea. You know, this could be a whole nother segment. Yes.
Right, absolutely. And I know we've done, you know, Shop Brea efforts.
I was just going to say, don't forget that the budget team is the number one proponent of Shop Brea.
Keeping it local.
Right.
No, for sure. But it's nice to learn how that does all work, right, and how it contributes to the greater
whole. Circle.
Yes, yes. So what is on the horizon in the coming months, and how can the public get more information?
You know, as previously mentioned, you know, the budget process, you know, it starts from the beginning of the fiscal year all the way through June. You know, the upcoming events are, you know, we do have that May workshop in May. So it's usually that second meeting with council. And we also have the public hearing, which is an opportunity for the public to voice their opinions, make comments, so that it's heard. And that is usually the second meeting in June. And there's always an opportunity to go on our websites, to provide information or just to get more information. There's also a cool transparency tool that allows you to dive in deep if you're a numbers person like me that want to see all those accounts. You know, we do have that available for the public.
Okay, that's great. So it must be so satisfying when you hit June, right? When you pass that budget. So how do you celebrate? Do you guys do anything fun?
Well, yes. I mean,
I know. Breathe.
Yes, right there, and sleep. And one tradition that I brought with me to the city is we now celebrate and do a happy new fiscal year. Okay. So somewhere around July 1st, we do wear our black and white and do our little toast, of course, with apple cider. Not as exciting, but it's fun for us. But really taking the time to thank all the budget coordinators who have worked countless hours when that's not really their favorite thing to do, right? They have other, expertise, and we kind of pull them into the budget process. So thanking them, thanking our council for, supporting us, right, through the process and trusting us and allowing us to kind of do it. So it is definitely, we probably cheer a lot more than other departments, but
that's okay.
For us, July 1st is very exciting because we've done it. We got that final, approval, and now we're kind of just putting it, all into place. Yes.
New year, new beginnings.
Right. It's a culmination of a lot of great work that's done. I know the heavy burden falls, on your department, but like you said, it's a whole effort that starts with City Council and all through the departments.
Absolutely.
It's a great reason to celebrate.
And we're really fortunate to work with great people that understand that are invested in the process. They're cheering. Yeah. Maybe not with apple cider, but they're cheering.
Yeah, they're relieved.
We're cheering.
As well.
We're cheering to them.
Yes, exactly. Gosh, well, thank you both so much for being here today. I think it really helps shine a little more light on something that is immensely important, but doesn't always get the attention it should. I really appreciate it. I know our listeners are going to be really interested in this information. So that's it for this episode of Brea Talks. This episode and all episodes of Brea Talks are available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on Brea TV and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/City of Brea. And for those of you who are curious, we referenced the analytics of this podcast last episode and promised you numbers. So as of this recording date, we are up to 107 listens across all our platforms. And our season one episodes that were a few years ago.
And it's going to go up.
Right.
Budget. Everyone's here. But what's neat is we're seeing that our season one episodes that are still available, that people are listening to those, right?
That's
maybe they've discovered us now,
they're
going back and listening to the great information there. So, it's so much fun to do these. We're so glad to bring them back to the community. Thank you to our listeners for continuing to join us. And don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, rate, and review. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening in as Brea Talks.